Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The first cruise ship to visit Alaska in almost 2 years docked on Friday in Ketchikan. Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas arrived Friday morning after leaving Seattle Wednesday. The ship is part of a test cruise under the CDC's COVID-19 protocols. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski joined state leaders and community members in Ketchikan to welcome the ship. Senator Murkowski.
We're talking about local economies that for the past 21 months now have really been hit hard. When you look at this ship behind us, pretty big, it's like its own little city. And you know what? In many ways, these cruise ships are. They're their own economies, and they're able to move around. But these local economies are stationary. These local economies are the ones that rely on these big floating cities to bring people, to bring families to an extraordinary place for an extraordinary opportunity.
Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer.
This is just the boost that our Alaska economy has needed and has wanted, both our economy and our local tourism-related businesses. And hopefully we can recoup some of the losses that we had in 2020 and that we will use this year now to build a foundation for 2022. We went all over the state, not just here in Ketchikan. All the tourism businesses throughout the state are reliant on the cruise ships. And so the businesses we talked to, just they didn't believe that cruise ships were coming back. And frankly, I didn't either.
In 2019, Alaska hosted over 1.3 million visitors by way of cruise ships. That number came to a halt last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic and associated mandates, decimating the state's small businesses and overall economy. The tourism industry in Alaska typically generates more than $214 million in state and municipal revenue, more than $1.4 billion in payroll, and $2.2 billion in visitor spending. All of which saw a significant decline during the coronavirus pandemic. The Soldotna, Alaska State Trooper K-9 team was dispatched to Midway Drive in Sterling for a report of a domestic dispute Monday night around 8 p.m. An investigation revealed that an unidentified 17-year-old female was involved in a verbal argument with her mother. According to the online trooper dispatch, the juvenile reportedly grabbed a kitchen knife, threatening suicide. It was reported that the juvenile exited the residence and got into an older model Ford Explorer, speeding out of the driveway only to return a short time later to remove items from the residence. Several items, including others' personal belongings, were thrown off the deck onto the yard. Upon Alaska State Trooper arrival, the juvenile was distraught and reportedly out of control. Troopers attempted to place the juvenile in handcuffs to detain her, but reportedly became unreasonable and irrational and attempted to escape. The female was eventually handcuffed and had to be carried to the patrol vehicle because of her refusal to walk. Juvenile Probations was contacted by Alaska State Troopers. It was revealed that the juvenile currently has a separate domestic violence assault case pending. She was arrested for assault, fourth-degree domestic violence, reckless driving, and resisting arrest. She was transported to the Kenai Pretrial Youth Facility and was remanded there. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.